This has been an issue for years, with supporters seeing it as a way to save old buildings, with some seeing landmarking as a way to prevent new development by blocking demolition of existing buildings. Opponents of landmarking say that's the goal. Right now, the council is grappling with two projects the Preservation Board is again recommending be landmarked: the closed North Park Library at Hurdle in Delaware and the Crosby Company Complex, described as the Pratt Street Industrial Heritage District. Preservation Board Chair Paul McDonald says the library is a real mark of the neighborhood.
This is a building that we felt is a capstone of the neighborhood. It's integral to the North Park neighborhood. It is an example of the vernacular style of the times of the 1920s. And this is part of a neighborhood, a very vibrant neighborhood, the Hurdle North Park neighborhood, actually an area that I grew up in on Wallace Avenue.
The library was closed to allow rehab, and it has been closed since, with an attempt to sell the building and land falling apart. Jason Crosby says after a previous attempt to landmark the Crosby Complex, the company spent more than $400,000 to stabilize buildings, more than it would cost to demolish some buildings. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.